It's 87% below the four-week average. Well, due to last year's drought, there's more residual nitrogen left in the soil. At the AgVice Soil Fertility Seminar in Grand Forks, soil scientist John Brecker said these levels have not been seen in more than 30 years.
The most obvious thing that anybody who poked a hole in the ground found was lots of residual nitrate left after any nitrogen-requiring crop, whether it was wheat, canola, corn, compared to other years and looking back at the AgVice soil test summary history. We haven't seen this much amount of residual nitrate left over since the late 1980s, when in 88 the regional average after wheat was 107 pounds of nitrate in every field. And this past year is close to about 60 pounds. And you got to recognize that's the regional average. There's still half of fields that are above that.
That provides an economic opportunity to use the residual nitrate, especially with current fertilizer prices. That information can be used to establish a realistic yield goal.
The one thing that you should be cognizant of is if we had any volunteer cereals that may have taken up some nitrogen, especially considering that like volunteer wheat may have gotten away from us and some of it started heading again. You know, those volunteer cereals could have taken up 50 to 80 pounds of nitrate before it was finally controlled. So some of that nitrate isn't going to be around to mineralize for that next crop. So in spite of having more residual nitrate left over in the soil, some of that may have been taken up. So might want to actually increase those nitrogen budgets a little bit more just to address that nitrogen in that, we'll call it a pseudo cover crop, if you will.
It's the second